We do more testing than any state in the United States. We do more testing in one day, Jim, than most states do all week. So when you do that much testing, you can target exactly where the new cases come from, the quote-unquote clusters. And we can target them by block. And what we're now doing is where we see a cluster, and our infection rate in a cluster is about 5%, which is still lower than most states, we just target those clusters. And we have a couple of unique clusters, frankly, which are more religious organizations, and that's what we're targeting. But that's the way it should happen.
Do you blame those groups for flouting the rules?
Blame. You know, blame will be done by a higher authority at one time. They're not following the rules. We know what happens when you don't follow the rules. The infection rate goes up, and it just proves our point from the get-go. We know how to control the virus, but you have to control the virus. You have to be disciplined. And when you don't follow the rules, it goes up. And that's what's happening in these very small clusters. Now, these are religious groups. It tends to get more complicated, frankly, because of some cultural aspects. But the issue is with that ultra-Orthodox community. This is not a matter of religious freedom, right? I don't care if you're a Roman Catholic, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're an atheist. You have to follow the rules of the state, the laws of the state.